You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon. The Path.
Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the path which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
The Path is a weekly audio podcast that will provide news and information about activities at St. Vladimir's, highlights from Divine Services, interviews with parishioners and visitors to St. Vladimir's, as well as Ask the Priest, questions and answers, and occasional commentary on relevant contemporary topics. Remember, send your questions to info@stvladimiraami.org. The name The Path was chosen to remind us that the path we choose in this life determines the path that leads to the next life, to paradise or destruction. A path is something that is rarely trod alone. We hope this will be a reminder to us all that we perish alone, but we are saved together. In other words, strengthening and supporting the parish family helps each and every one of us towards salvation. Transfiguration in Christ is a path we travel along together. It is our hope that this podcast facilitates that travel towards the heavenly kingdom for our parish family and those yet to join us. Welcome to The Path. Let us begin this edition of The Path with our weekly announcements. We still have some 2015 church calendars available. Please see me, Father Gregory, if you are in need of one or even a second one. Congratulations to all our Constantines and Yelenas who celebrated their names days today, and to everyone who has celebrated their names day in the last week. Thank you to everyone who made our Pentecost weekend such a huge success at St. Vladimir's. Nearly 90 people partook of Holy Communion on Sunday, not to mention the dozens who also did so at the Children's Liturgy on Saturday. 130 people kissed the cross on Sunday at the end of the liturgy, which means there were probably more like 150 people present. We had a great dinner in support of our building fund, and the Children's Liturgy for the Soul Saturday was amazing too. So many people worked so hard to make the weekend a success. To all of you, we say thank you. Services and activities for this week at St. Vladimir's are Wednesday, 6 p.m., weekly Akathist for the ill. Saturday, 4 p.m., reader's training. Saturday, 5 p.m., confession. Saturday, 6 p.m., vigil for All Saints Sunday. Sunday, 10 a.m., divine liturgy for All Saints Sunday. This coming Sunday, the Sunday of All Saints, is the Day of Youth in the Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia. In our parish, we will make this a special day with a celebration of our church school year. Our oldest class will hold a poster fair of all the poster presentations they have made this year in their class, and there will be much more. We will also take up a collection in support of our Diocesan Youth Fund at the Kissing of the Cross. Please join us this Sunday in support of our youth. Please note that we are in the midst of a fast-free week, and that the Apostles' Fast begins on Monday, June 8th. The fast runs through Sunday, July 12th. The St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Parish here in Ann Arbor has always been a great partner with and supporter of our St. Vladimir Parish. For years they hosted our church school, and they have helped us a lot with our festival. Thus, we should zealously support them at their festival, which is this weekend, Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. Please find time to visit their festival and thank them for their partnership with our St. Vladimir's family. On Sunday, May 31st, materials pertaining to our extraordinary parish meeting set for June 14th were distributed to all present at the Divine Services. Those who are not present should receive this information in the mail in the next few days if they have not already. However, all meeting materials are available at our website. Please do review the materials, and please do plan to join us on June 14th for the special meeting. Please join us this Saturday for our next IOCC parish effort. On this day at 3 p.m., we will make school kits according to the International Orthodox Christian Charities guidelines. It is important to understand that there are many countries in the world that do not have free education for their children. Many times, children cannot attend school because their family cannot afford the tuition. Or, more often than not, the children do not have the requisite school supplies. The IOCC school kits provide the supplies that allow children to be educated. Join us to help others. A collection to support this effort was taken up at the Kissing of the Cross on Sunday, May 31st. To help support this effort, or to volunteer, please see our IOCC coordinator, Marina Edwards. Parents are strongly encouraged to bring their children for this event. Every school kit we make means one more child will be educated this year. This is a small effort on our behalf that has a huge impact on the less fortunate. See you Saturday at 3 p.m. The memorial service for Sally DeRue has been set for Saturday, June 13th at 11 a.m. Please join us to prayerfully bid farewell to a simply tireless worker for our parish. Since Sally has left us, we need to replace the huge amount of work she did for our parish. Most importantly, we need someone to take care of the interior plants. Please see me if you can help. Vacation Bible School at St. Vladimir's will be July 13th through 18th this year. More to come very soon, including how to sign up, but please reserve these dates for your children to attend this year's VBS. As the weather improves, missionaries from various religions tend to appear at our homes. At St. Vladimir's, we have many pamphlets and booklets on the Orthodox faith that are free for anyone to take. These can be found at the back of the church near the main entrance doors. Please feel free to take information home with you to share with the missionaries that come to visit you. It seems only fair that if they want us to take their information, we offer them information about Orthodox Christianity. Many missionaries have found the Orthodox Church in this way. No one is mandated to do this, but if you would like to, you are welcome to. Please feel free to contact me with questions in this regard. We are thankful to have many divine liturgies in our parish. What this means, though, is that we need quite a bit of Prospera. Our present Prospera bakers are working hard, but they need more help. Can you bake? Even if you can't, are you willing to learn? We need your help baking Prospera. Please step forward. Talk to Svetlana Mitchell, Leta Nikulshina, or me if you can help or with questions. We need a host family with no Russian speakers to host the English teacher from the Orthodox School of Svetloba in Moscow for the month of July or August. This is the school that our Liza Kiselyova graduated from and which her brother, who is a priest, oversees. This is a great opportunity to help their English teacher to improve her English and for your family to have a wonderful cultural experience. What do you need to do? Just be yourselves and don't speak any Russian. Please see me if you can help or with questions. Please remember all our parish ill in your prayers. You can find a list of the sick, suffering, traveling, those seeking work, and the newly reposed on our homepage. This list is published every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and sent out in our Monday email. Our annual festival is set for September 19th and 20th. We need your help with sponsorship. Please share contact information for potential sponsors with our festival or sponsorship chairs. Dmitry Knish, Snezhana Knish, Lauren Rogers, Nathaniel Longin, Zhanna Skalitsky, or Yulia Radzianko. Thank you for helping us by providing this information. Once we have completed our festival and recovered for a week or so, we are going to begin a new program at St. Vladimir's, and we need your help. This program is called The Way, and it is an introduction to Orthodox Christianity for those interested and a great opportunity for those of us who are already Orthodox to learn more about our faith. The Way will be held at St. Vladimir's every Monday at 6 p.m. from September 28th through December 14th. Yes, that is 12 whole weeks, and we need a lot of volunteers. People will be needed to help prepare meals, lead discussion groups at the Monday sessions, and help with logistics. First and foremost, we need a leader, someone to oversee the whole thing and organize the volunteers. This will be a great opportunity for our parish to introduce many new people to our Orthodox faith, if we do it right. And with God's help and our hard work, we will do it right. Please contact me if you can help, and especially if you are willing to be the leader. We need to get started on this now, so that when September 28th rolls around, our church will be full of excited learners. Please join us as we run the way. Beginning this Saturday, we will sing Having Beheld the Resurrection of Christ together as a congregation at each Saturday evening vigil going forward. Handouts will be provided. But if you'd like to practice a bit before we do this, you can find a link on our website with the handout there. Please check it out, and please join us on Saturday evenings. Vigil begins at 6 p.m. Please alert me to those who are sick or suffering or with other spiritual needs. I'm happy to bring Holy Communion to the ill, bless homes, and to otherwise support our parish family in their time of need. But I can only act if you share the need with me. Do not hesitate. I am here to help. Please reach out today. We ask parents to please keep an eye on their children during the divine services as regards playing with the sand in the candle stands and with candles. Those that work hard to clean the church every week have to work even harder because of the sand all over the floor and all over the panakita table, as well as lots of drips of wax on the floor. We love kids and we always will at St. Vladimir's, but we ask that parents exercise some oversight in this regard, and we thank you in advance for your efforts. Do you have old pictures, videos, or even audio recordings that have something to do with St. Vladimir's? Visits of bishops from past years, big holidays, or just about anything else? You may not think these are all that important, but they are. We do not want to lose touch with our past. It is very rich. It has made us who we are today. Please contact me or Yulia Radzianko if you have pictures, videos, or recordings to share. We will copy what you have and return the originals to you very quickly. And the whole parish family will be richer for having the opportunity to share in our parish family's history. We thank you in advance for your willingness to share. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vkontakte, our Sound of the Parish blog, and via our website. All these efforts are undertaken on your behalf. Please utilize them and share them with friends so they too can learn about our parish family. Thus ends the announcements for the first week after Pentecost 2015. May the merciful Lord grant all a blessed and spiritually profitable Apostles' Fast. Commentary for the Path, June 3rd, 2015. This year marks the 1,000th anniversary of the repose of the Holy Great Prince Vladimir, the patron saint of our parish church and our community. This is a very significant jubilee, and one that Bishop Peter has asked us to mark with festive divine services and a festive meal on the feast day itself, July 28th. His grace does not bless the transferring of feasts to the weekend, and I must say that I agree with him in this regard 100%. And thus we will celebrate St. Vladimir on his appointed day, which is a Tuesday this year. Therefore, once you hear this commentary, you should immediately send your boss an email and ask for the day off on Tuesday, July 28th. Of course, we fully understand that not everyone can take the day off of work, but this is really a significant day in the life of our parish. We would never consider missing Pascha, and the patronal feast day is the second Pascha of the parish. So please, do what you can, and if you can't get the day off, please be sure to join us for the vigil on the eve of the feast. Vigil will be held at 5 p.m. on July 27th, an hour earlier than usual, and Divine Liturgy at 9 a.m. on July 28th. You may notice that this is the schedule we follow when a bishop is visiting, and thank God, Metropolitan Jonah, the retired primate of the Orthodox Church of America, will head the divine services on our feast day with Bishop Peter's blessing. We call upon all our parish family to prepare themselves through prayer, fasting, and confession to partake of the holy mysteries on this second Pascha of our parish. Bishop Peter has instructed the deans of our diocese to inform all the rectors that they are to travel to one of our three St. Vladimir's parishes in the diocese to celebrate the feast, if at all possible, and if they are not able to come themselves because they must serve liturgy in their parishes, that they should send all the other clergy assigned to their parishes to the closest St. Vladimir parish, Houston, Texas, Lost Lake, Illinois, or our own Ann Arbor parish. The rectors are also to encourage their parishioners to travel for the feast. And thus, we hope to have quite a large number of clergymen and parishioners at our parish on July 28th. So, we are asking as many of our parishioners as possible to be there too, and to plan to lend a hand in the kitchen, with parking, with the procession, with cleanup, and so on. Your help will be most appreciated. But why are we making such a big deal about this? Yes, it is 1,000 years, but why do we care? What does St. Vladimir mean to us? Anyway, frankly, it is difficult to overestimate the significance of St. Vladimir in the life of the Russian Orthodox Church, and really his significance to the Universal Church. It is true that Christianity existed in Kievan Rus before St. Vladimir's baptism, At that time, paganism and Christianity existed side by side. Sometimes paganism was in a more powerful position, and sometimes Christianity was favored. But with the baptism of St. Vladimir and the rest of the leaders of Kievan Rus, Christianity began to spread rapidly throughout the other principalities, and paganism was mortally wounded. St. Vladimir took his Christianity so seriously that he was even reluctant to punish criminals. But eventually, the balance between Christianity and a functioning society was found. And eventually, the Russian Church became the largest local church within the Universal Orthodox Church. Orthodox Christianity found fertile ground in Rus, and it was planted most influentially by St. Vladimir himself. Of course, others cooperated as well, but it was St. Vladimir that struck down the idols, both literally and figuratively, and made it possible for the young sapling of Christianity in Rus to grow into a huge tree in Russia. Those who are familiar with the wars that often took place between the princes of Rus at that time understand that this was not a peaceful time, by and large. There were wars with those who were trying to attack Rus from without, or with whom the Rus invaded, but also between the different principalities. Those wars often flared up when a senior prince would die. The other princes would fight for his throne. This happened when St. Vladimir died as well. One of his sons, Sviatopolk, had a great passion for power, so great, in fact, that he was willing to kill his other brothers to obtain their parts of the inheritance. Why are we talking about this, you may ask? Isn't this about St. Vladimir? Well, those brothers that Sviatopolk was willing to kill are known to us as Saints Boris and Gleb, the Passion Bearers. They could have fought, but they didn't. They were willing to lay down their lives so that many others would not die in a civil war, a fratricidal war with their brother. I would argue that Saints Boris and Gleb are a crucial example for us in our times. But how so? In our parish, we have made a really concerted effort not to discuss politics regarding the civil war in Ukraine, and I think we should continue that. Except, we have made it really clear that the Church is against civil war. So, if you are in favor of civil war, you may not like what I have to say next. I don't think it is political. I think it is 100% spiritual. I am suggesting that this year, when we mark the 1,000th anniversary of the martyric deaths of Saints Boris and Gleb, their brother killed them the same year their father died, we should fervently entreat their prayers for peace in Ukraine, and moreover, laud their spiritual exploit of choosing death over civil war as an example for today. I simply cannot imagine any of our parishioners saying something like, "No, wait, we really must try to promote civil war." How could we, as Orthodox Christians, support the killing of innocents? Or really, even support war at all, except in the most extreme circumstances? It is true, St. Gregory the Theologian, my own patron saint, wrote that a just war is better than an unjust peace. But he was talking about spiritual war, the struggle for spiritual truth. This is not to say that there is never a place for war. Sadly, in our fallen world, there is a place, and sometimes a necessity for war. But we have been praying at every divine liturgy for over a year now that the civil war cease in Ukraine. What I am suggesting is this. We keep doing that. But also ask Saints Boris and Gleb, who chose death rather than civil war, to entreat the Lord's intercession for the suffering people of Ukraine. Perhaps on this jubilee year of their repose, some of those promoting the war will be touched. Perhaps through the example of Saints Boris and Gleb, perhaps by the miraculous action of God's grace, to find a way to peace. Who is right and who is wrong can all be sorted out later. Only history will judge that. What we need now is a step back from fratricidal battles. For just as Saints Boris and Gleb were killed by their brother, so too are brothers killing brothers today in Ukraine. Thus we must ask, in this 1,000 years, have we learned nothing? Metropolitan Onufriy of Kiev and all Ukraine has talked about Saints Boris and Gleb as examples for today's leaders, as those who radically put peace above political power. Just as we pray for him and his suffering flock at every liturgy, so too should we, brothers and sisters, heed his words in this regard. Let us entreat the prayers of the martyred brothers, who with the other martyrs stand at the very throne of God, and who chose death over fratricidal war, that somehow, some way, a path to peace can be found. that brothers will remember that they are brothers. Stop killing each other and be examples of Christian love and forgiveness towards each other. With God's help, this is possible. Without it, clearly this is impossible. To conclude, please plan to participate in the Jubilee Year of the Repose of St. Vladimir, and please plan to participate in this Jubilee Year of the Repose of Saints Boris and Gleb. Join us at St. Vladimir's for his feast day, and please ask the prayers of Saints Boris and Gleb for peace in Ukraine and in all the lands of ancient Rus. We are people of hope. We are people of the resurrection. What is impossible for men is possible with God. Let us not forget this, brothers and sisters. And if we can call this always to mind, we will never fear. May the Lord always grant us this strong Christian hope. Please send questions and comments to info@stvladimiraami.org. We look forward to your feedback and especially to questions that are vexing you. If you are struggling, you can be sure that your brothers and sisters likely are too, but may be afraid to ask the question that bothers them. Ask a question for your own, but also for your neighbor's edification. Join us next week on The Path.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Path. We ask your prayers that we are able to publish this podcast weekly. We also ask your cooperation. If you are asked to interview for our program, please say yes. If you have ideas for interviews, please share those ideas with us, and please share this program with friends and loved ones. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.
We now present several highlights from the previous week's services. We hope you enjoy these and that you can be with us soon to participate in the beautiful divine services in person at St. Vladimir's. Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.